today we'd like to see the title of the reigns of Ahaz and Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles chapters 28-29. To the souls of this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 28, verse 15, then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them, and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, and another anointed them. And they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. What does it mean, the context, and what can we learn from here? Question to you in chapter 28, verse 27. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. What does it mean, the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 29, verse 36. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people, since the events took place so suddenly. What does it mean, the context, and how can we learn? How can we apply it to our lives? In the last time, in the 2 Chronicles, chapter 27, verse 9, so Jotham rested with his fathers, and they burned him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. Jotham did not reign very long. His rule lasted only 16 years. And since he began to reign at the age of 25, he died at 41. Thus, he was still a relatively young man at the time of his death. Ahaz was an evil king, the father of Hezekiah, the good king. Chapter 28, verses 1-4. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the way of the king of Israel, kings of Israel, and made molded images for the Baal. He burned the incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his children in the fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under evergreen trees. A leader's relationship with God dictates the path of a nation. Ahaz abandoned God's righteousness, adopting horrific pagan rituals, including child sacrifice associated with Moloch and Ashtoreth. A society's strength lies in its moral foundation, turning from God to sexual immorality and the devaluation of innocent human life inevitably invites ruin. Cross reference right here. Verses 5-15, question 1-15. Therefore the Lord has delivered him into the hand of the king of Assyria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord of God of their fathers. Zechariah, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son. Azur calmed the office over the house and Elkanah, who was the second to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of them brethren, 200,000 women, sons, and daughters. And they also took away much spoil from them and brought their spoil to Samaria. But the prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Obadiah, and he went out before the army. They came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, but you have killed them in rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me therefore and return the captives whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Bekiah the son of Meshulamoth, Jehazkiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Hadalai stood up against those who came from the way and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and our guilt. While guilt is great, and there is a fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives and from the spoil. They clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, anointed them, and they led all the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city palm tree. Then they returned to Samaria. 15 question 3, commentary here. When a nation turns its back on God, it loses his protection and becomes easy prey for its enemies. This happened when northern Israel defeated Judah and captured 200,000 women and children to use as slaves. However, the prophet Obadiah warned the northern army that even though God had allowed them to defeat Judah as a punishment, Israel was just as guilty of a sin, had no right to enslave their own people. Taking the warning to heart, Israel later chose mercy over greed. They clothed and safely returned every captive back home to Jericho. Cross reference right there. So here, mercy over greed. 16 to 25. At the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again, the Edomite had come, attacked Judah, carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh, Aijalon, Kedoreth, Sochoth with its villages, Timnah with his villages, and Gimzo with its villages, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah lower because of the king of Israel, for he had encouraged the moral decline in Judah, had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, came to him, distressed him, and did not assist him. For Ahaz took a part of treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the levies, and gave it to the king of Assyria. But he did not help him. Now, in the time of distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. This death King Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, "Because the gods of the kings of Assyria helped them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me." but they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every single city of Judah, he made a high place to burn incense to other gods, provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Commentary here, besieged by Edomites, Philistines, and Syrians. Ahaz sought securely through the human alliance and bribed Assyria rather than trusting God. When trials came, he hardened his heart, copying a pagan altar from Damascus and shutting the temple doors. Turning away from God during suffering compounds digest rather than leaving it. Cross reference right there. 27 question 2. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, from first to last, indeed they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem. But they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah his son reigned in his place. Ahaz died in discharge, disgrace, denied the burial in the royal tombs. Yet despite his father's wickedness, his son Hezekiah became one of Judah's greatest kings, demonstrating that every generation is responsible for its own response to God. Cross reference right there. Chapter 29, verses 1 to 2. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. Hezekiah modeled his reign after King David, recognizing their national vitality and security depend entirely on faithfulness to God. He revived the temple worship and reintroduced David's Psalms. Cross reference right there. 32:11. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, "Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered the burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed because of this our fathers have fallen by their sword, and our sons, our daughters, and our wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense." Spiritual renewal begins at God's house. Hezekiah immediately reopened the temple, instructing the Levites to cleanse themselves and remove impurities, a corrupted priesthood, undermined the national faith through repentance, starting with the leaders, taking responsibility to restore worship. Cross reference right there. Verse 12 to 19. Then this Levite arose, Mahar, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, of the sons of Meraliah, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jeliel, of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Jimma, Adan, the son of Joah, of the sons of Elijaphan, Shimrai, and Jael, of the sons of Asha, Tekariah and Mataniah, of the sons of Hema, Jael and Shimei, and of the sons of Jetutun, Shemaiah and Uziel. And they gathered their brethren, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandments of the king, at the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. Then the priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it up and carried it to the brook Kidron. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the festival of the Lord. So they sanctified to house of the Lord in the 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went in to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of the burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the shewbread with all its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are before the altar of the Lord." The Levites consecrate themselves and spent 16 days throughout cleansing and sanctifying the temple and its holy vessels, removing past the desecrations. Cross reference right there. Verses 20-24. Then the king Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. Then he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it in on the altar. Likewise, they killed the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They also killed the lambs, sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought out the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. And the priest killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded their burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all Israel. Worship assumed with sin offerings to seek forgiveness for past failures. The sprinkling of sacrificed blood on the altar pointed to substitutory atonement, through which the broken fellowship between God and his people could be restored. In the New Testament, however, Jesus offered himself as the one perfect sacrifice for sins forever. Unlike the repeated sacrifices of the Old Testament, which could never take away sins, Christ's single sacrifice completely accomplished the work of atonement and secured forgiveness for those who trust in him. Cross reference right there, 25-30. And he stationed the Levite in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with a stringed instrument, and with harpers, according to the commandments of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet, for this was the commandment of the Lord by his prophet. The Levites stood with instruments of David, and the priest with the trumpet. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began, with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offerings were finished. And when they had finished the offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshipped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levite to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. As the burnt offerings were consecrated, praise erupted with the trumpet, harps, and psalms. Genuine worship and giving must flow willingly from the heart rather than under compulsion. Cross reference there. 31:36 says, last question 3. Then Hezekiah answered and said, "Now that you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifice and thank offerings into the house of the Lord." So the assembly brought in sacrifice, thank offering, and as many as were willing, heart brought the burnt offerings. And the number of burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. Did raise the four burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated things were 600 bulls, 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too fear, so that they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brethren, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more diligent in sanctifying themselves than the priests. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and with drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people since the events took place so suddenly. Restored the fellowship with God, overflowed in peace, gratitude, and thank offering. God swiftly prepared the heart of the people, transforming a season of spiritual decline into a widespread revival. Whether God works swiftly or gradually, the timing remains under His sovereign control, as long as our hearts are attuned to Him. Cross reference right there. So we covered all 30 questions. Let's sing all together our brochures, the Maranatha song.